Agenda item number 19. Thank you all for waiting so patiently. I appreciate it. Dr. Wesson.
Yes, sir. Just a little backdrop on where we are on surveys, just so everything's in context. We start our surveying season when we survey the arch grounds with a dredge survey, which is a qualitative survey, which is kind of judges how the fishery's going to do and gives some idea on what things will look like in the coming year. And overall, this looks like an exceptionally good spat set year, very good survival on the western shore. I mean, the best, probably better than it was in 2012. I mean, we won't know till we get the quantitative results in, but we've started those, and it seems to be holding up as far as we've gone. So that's good news. But we went ahead and started the quantitative survey with these questions in Pocomoke Sound. And we started, we did the quantitative survey from Area 9 way up here, Area 10, and then Area 2, which was open last year, Area 1 was going to be open this year. So basically we surveyed all the way from mouth of Pocomoke River all the way down to Nancock, which is all of Pocomoke Sound. And for some reason, there's just no set. There's no set over on that side of the bay this year, after seeing such a giant set on this side. And that's what we had seen in those preliminary surveys that we brought back to you, but didn't make any difference, you know, where public ground 9, 10 is the one, that if you recall, that you opened last time. But here are the results for 9 and 10. And what we're looking at are the green one. You can see in 9, the area that we didn't open, less than 2 spat per meter, and just 1.2 market oysters per meter. The area that we have scheduled to open is, you know, 1 spat per meter and less than 1 market oyster per meter. So the harvest will be there, very meager there, and we have great concerns about a lack of broodstock, because in that area up there, it's easy to understand what's going on. I mean, when we opened 9 and 10 in 2013, the intent was harvest, get those orchards out of there, come back and replant, and start rebuilding those areas as rotation areas. But we didn't go back, and where we are is just, there's just no culch. I mean, there is nothing. What the orchards have to attach to are the live orchards, basically, and that's all that's there, just a few live orchards. We're talking about, when you're talking about a half a liter of culch, and this is liters here per meter, you're talking about a coffee cup. That's how much culch is on a meter. So you can't get any spats out if you don't have any culch. But more of concern is, what we see here in Area 2. This is the area that we harvested last year in a rotation, where normally in our Tanager Pocomoke rotations, we're every other year rather than every third year. And, I mean, we're down to 1 oyster per meter market oysters, which would be our broodstock, and we didn't even get 1 per meter spat set in that area. And in this case, it wasn't because of culch, because culch is much better there. We actually replanted this year up there, and we can't rebuild the culch but so much each year, because we'll work again there next year. But if you put too much, you'll kill things. So we just sprinkle lightly to rebuild the culch, and we built it up a little bit, but we got to get ourselves, we like to say above 5, we need to get up in the 6 to 7 to be have good culch. But so this area got the lack of spat set, just like the area. I mean, it was definitely just not any larvae up there that survived. The area that's going to open this year is equally bad. This is the part of Pocomoke Sound that is open in this season. Again, we're down at less than 1 spat per meter about 1 moisture per meter for the harvest area. So it's quite bleak in Pocomoc, and you know, we didn't plant shells in this area that's going to reopen this year as much because it's going to open. We were going to come back after, but still the shells are not horrible there. They, you know, we like to see above 5, but we still have shells there. So the report we have on that is that it's really meager. The Maryland guys, I talked to them, they did not have a very good spat set on their side of Pocomoc Sound either, up above us. So it's, for some reason, just on that area, we didn't get any spat set this year. And we haven't gotten any for a number of years now. So however you want to continue that discussion,
well, we are. Do you have anything else to report?
I got some other areas, but I don't know if you wanted to talk to them before.
How about we talk over this part at least,
yeah,
and then we can move on. Any questions or observations? Okay. All right, Jim, what else can you tell us?
Just one thing to bring to your attention is what we found in Mob Jack, and that's in Mob Jack. We have the rotation is rotating into Mob Jack this year. We have 2 areas. One is over at Toastake, which is on the Gloucester side of Mob Jack Bay, and then the other one is at Pulse's Bar on the Matthews side of, and they're about 5 miles apart, the 2 bars. And again, this is the qualitative survey. This is not, we haven't gotten there. We won't get that until next week with the quantitative survey. But it's quite remarkable. At Toastake, I mean, we have a good amount, there's a good amount of oysters for them to catch. It's not a, you know, it's a 10-acre bar. It is what it is. But we have about 100 oysters per, every time you get a bushel, that's 100 oysters. That's very good. That's where we started out in Temple Bay. That's, you know, that's where you want to be for a good harvest season, but not a very big area. And we had an excellent spat set there, with one of the highest we'd ever seen, over 300 in a bushel. But the other side, on Pulse's Bar in Matthews, is way out of the norm. We saw 1,200 spat per bushel, which in looking back at BMRC records, VIMS records, is 2.5 times higher than we've ever seen as far as we can look at. Very large amount of spat. And in the same area, there's almost no markets. I mean, we're down to 9 per bushel, which usually on a dredge survey, when the watermen quit, they're down around 10. When they stop working, it's not worth their time. So it's a conundrum because, I mean, you got about 200 bushels of markets to harvest, and the harvesting activity could jeopardize 10,000 bushels in 2 years. So, more food for thought.
Any questions from the commission? Ms. Fain.
Jim, I understand what you're saying about that bar. One thing that bothers me, though, is if we were to try to save it and wait out for those 10,000 bushels, would they still be there? Can we law enforcement patrol it? Would they still be there in 2 years? Or,
well,
what we have,
I mean, we're doing a
problem.
Pretty good job on law enforcement right now. And these areas are not—they're not like hidden areas out in the open, pretty visible from all around. I don't. Obviously, the number of market orchards that we see on Toastake, I don't think that there's any poaching being going on. It's, I mean, it's a tremendous little flock of orchards there. So I don't really see that as a problem. But it's an unusual spat set, in that the ones at Toastake, you can tell, were spawned more like what we saw in Rappahannock. It was a very early spawn. The spawn are big. But the ones at Pulse's are a late spat set, so the majority of them are the size of a pencil eraser. So they are very, very fragile at that size. They're fragile enough, regular, but they're exceptionally fragile when they're the size of your pencil eraser, like tissue paper.
Remind us, when's that area opening?
That opens December, January 1st.
Mr. Fritz.
Yeah, I mean, do you have a recommendation on Pulse? Is this something like we're going to be going through tomorrow night?
It's very similar. I mean, it's, you know, when you see these, you know, you want to be making progress forward, and, you know, if you see that, you know, if this area, I mean, if just 20% of them make it, you know, you'd be talking about 5 or 10,000 bushels at that bar. But it's a 20-acre bar, so, I mean, when you got 1,200 babies per meter, I mean, per bushel on that thing, that's a lot of babies that we could take a really big mortality and still come out with something. Where if you get in there and you rub around to get those few horses that are there, you know, certainly you would knock it down to only a third of what there is right now at when you came out of the harvest season.
Miss Haney.
Is there a trade-off? Is there another area that could be open?
No. I mean, everything's down. We've been longer in New York than we should, so it's... There's just not many market horses to harvest there, but you got to look to prove it to you. The workers are going to have to look and get in and work in order before they leave, and they'll be damaged before they leave.
Yeah, I'll just make an observation. That bar graph is pretty astounding to me.
Well, it's kind of, it's not as, it's kind of gets hidden by the fact that Tosec was so good also, and it doesn't even make, I mean, it's so much higher than what we've ever seen.
But one of the things that really strikes me is the disparity between the Spatshead now and what we're looking at with market-sized oysters, particularly right there. I can see a level of concern here that's warranted here on whether or not keeping that open will risk that spat set growing out to what we need it to be. That's my observation.
I kind of agree. I mean, for what you're going to get out of it, in a couple of years, you're looking at 10,000 bushels maybe. What would be your estimation of what would come off there this year?
200.
So what you're saying is 200 bushels now at the risk of 10,000 bushels in a couple of years.
And you never can guarantee it.
Yeah, I know.
You know an oxy could hit anything, but this is so rare.
Well, I'm also struck with the diametrically opposed positions we are here with this and what we're looking at, poking up 9 and 10.
I know. And I mean, we've seen it too. I mean, when you look at the Rappahannock, I mean, we've had such a good spat set in Rappahannock, such a good spat set in Great Wicomico, the Yakutank. Good spat set in Jay, not quite as big as those other ones, but a good one. But, I mean, the Rappahannock's just wonderful looking. So it's just...
Mr. Frantz, did yes, you just ask for a recommendation?
No.
Okay. I thought you had. I'm tired. I didn't want to get it lost.
An opinion is more of what I was
okay,
looking for.
Okay, please.
And I guess my question is, what are we being asked to do here today?
What you want.
We still got, you know, we have people, so we got two different issues we're kind of going on, two different locations.
Correct.
In general. You know, well, this one seems like a no-brainer. Don't open that bar, I mean, that one particular spot, and save it for 2 years. That, you know, that would be what I would do. But you know, I got this reconsideration of public hearing. I don't know what that means. I'm reconsidering a public meeting.
What that means is I couldn't find a good way to characterize this. We had asked Dr. Weston to take a look at Area 9, and he's come back to report on Area 9, Pocomoke Area 9. So I thought that you deserved the briefing on what we're looking at for Pocomoke Area 9.
My general opinion would be don't open that, even though it's scheduled to open. I'd keep that closed. Because of the little spat there. The Area 9 and 10, which I'm assuming what these people are still hanging around all freaking day for, you know, there's nothing there. They don't believe you, I guess.
There's a small amount there that will be caught very quickly, but the way the rotation works right now, we know the one that's coming up next year has nothing, so there'll be nothing there. So if we get a spat set next year, you're talking about 3 years at best before you see a harvest back out there.
Mm-hmm.
At the best scenario we would have, because we didn't get anything this year. If we get something next year, then you got to wait 2 years from the reach market. So So we'll go through several iterations of rotation over there before there'll be anything as it is now if we don't go harvest. I mean, if we don't add any harvest areas. If we add harvest areas, it could extend that period so it's even longer than 3 years before we see anything there.
Yes, sir, Cedar.
I agree with Dr. Neal here on this one here. It's a no-brainer. I think we ought to open those other areas, and because that's causing all the problems between the watermen and us.
Right.
And you know, and we're listening to the staff, and they're saying the staff is wrong. And if there's nothing to be caught out there, what do we lose? I mean, we open those what, 8, 9, and 10, or whatever those?
9 and 10.
9 and 10. Just open them up. If there ain't no oysters there, those guys ain't going to be there very long.
Well, the fact is, the little bit of broodstock that you have, oysters are, they spawn eggs, sperm into the water. They have to be next to each other to fertilize. So the few little hot spots that are there may be your future. I mean, when we say it's an average of one, you still find clusters. And the clusters are where a harvester zeroes in on. So it's when you're down to one per meter, you still have little hot spots where you'll find 20. And then you go many, many grabs with zero.
Mr. Cedar.
I kind of look at this thing as a shared responsibility. And I mean, you know, we always tell these guys what you just said, you know. But, you know, I don't see any problem in just opening those areas for one season and let's see who's right, whether they're right or wrong. And if you're right, then they're not going to have any oysters over there for years.
Yeah.
Right? But at least they'll know, and they'll know why it ain't there. But if they're right, then we need to look at a rotation or something, you know.
Ms. Haney.
I agree on the Pulse's bar, but I also feel the watermen need somewhere to go. They've got to have somewhere. If we close that, where are they going to go? So if we could, if there's anything else we could open up to give them an opportunity.
Well, the one thing about the Mob Jack one, it's not an emergency. I mean, we would be asking to come back in December for that be plenty of time for a public hearing on taking that one out. So that one would be just whether you want to advertise to not open that bar. But there are no other areas. I mean, unfortunately, this rotation that is new, and, you know, we don't have enough money to rebuild other areas right now. It's just we're spending all our money taking care of the areas that we have, and we don't have enough of that. So, you know, I wish there were 5 or 6 bars out there, but they're not. And there's a lot of private ground out there, so you wouldn't want them searching around in other areas out there because people got private ground out there that they're using too out there.
Mr. Ballard.
I think you just answered my question on the Mob Jack part. I didn't see any mention in the public notice of this area, and I was wondering if that was going to cause a problem
for us. No, we would advertise for the next meeting.
Okay, so that's going to be next meeting. On the Pocomoke Sound area, I agree with Mr. Zedron. In as much as I understand the concept of broodstock, I feel like we're so depleted there that, you know, the idea of hoping that being broodstock, if those numbers are accurate, is just a faint hope. And furthermore, I'm sensitive to the fact that I think we have given these guys just the runaround through this whole process. Those guys have been here, I think, 3 meetings in a row, possibly 4, that they've driven all the way from Saxis, and we told them we'd look at the rocks, and then we didn't go to the exact rock I think we thought they were going to, or something crazy like that. And I just feel like we've kind of reached a point, particularly after not planting shell there, even at their request for that, but that we just need to let them have at it.
What I'd like to do here is to hear from some of you. You've come a long way. You've been very patient. Please come on forward here. Mr. Porter.
John Porter. Area 10 has been poached a lot. Area 9 has been poached even more. I mean, either us get them or the Marauders. I understand where Jim's coming from. We did not have a good spat set on Shell Rock last year. We're all concerned. But We don't think shutting it down completely is the thing to do. I'm always a great believer in turning shells over, keeping them clean, so you can get that spy set every year.
So I guess you're in favor of opening Pocomoke Area 9?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm in favor of opening 9 and 10 in 2 weeks.
Yeah, 10 is going to be open November 2nd through November 13th.
9, the last day I worked in Area 9, I had 24 bushels by 9:30. That was my longest day. So, wow, we did leave oysters there. So, another concern, if we do good in 10, how long is it going to take to get that, get the reports back in order to open up 9? We're hearing from people that written reports take sometimes 2-3
months. That's what we're doing right now.
Oh, you want to open up back to back? Sounds good. If it happens.
Thought you might like that.
Yeah, I love it. Either way, I'm going to have to go to James River for 2 weeks and then sail back to Pocomoke Sound.
I'm sorry for your inconvenience.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Porter. Is anyone else wish to be heard here on the concept of opening up Pocomoke Area 9 and closing Pulse Bar and Mob Jack?
Bill Bailey, Saxes. Can I get the 9 and 10 microphone charging?
You want them both together like that? Or you want them
separate? No, 9 and 10. That's our.
Mr. Bailey, I'm going to need you over here in front of the microphone, please.
I need to show you all something on the chart.
We'll help you. We'll point it out for you.
Okay. All the purple there, that's growth zone, right?
Yeah.
And Porter's got granite on, we just got up here. And up above that is growth grind, and Mr. Porter's got some. Mr. Porter can tell you they got plenty of strike. I talked to the crew on Mr. Drewer's grind. They're related, but strike. I'm not saying that we got strike on 9 and 10, but if we don't have strike, the only reason I can come up with, we didn't clean the shells. That can be the only reason. And Area 11 is a 2-mile stretch. From an 8-side beacon to 30B is a 2-mile stretch. Haven't been touched in 30 years. So there's plenty of breeze spot right there. And I recommend you plant shells in a big place. And if we do get a strike there, maybe a couple years, you can open that up and close down again. But we're talking 2 weeks on this, 2 weeks on, that's only 8 days. I would recommend all three of those areas for 8 days at a time, and including Area 11 to clean the shells. Then if Jim wants to come there and plant shells, that's fine. Close it up for 2 or 3 years. See if we get a strike. But I know we left archers on both those places. I know they were there. I mean, we all told you to call them at 8:30, 9 o'clock, 9:30. You know, I ain't saying they're there now, but I don't know where they could have gone if they're not there. And we do have a poaching problem. We do. Ever since I'm 55 years old, ever since I was a kid, we've had poachers coming over every year. Every year. And it stays shut down for years and years for us. We sit there watching them over here, get charged. So if we don't have a strike on that, the only reason I can come up with is to show them. Every bit of the archer grind around it is loaded with it, loaded with strike. I ain't going to make one per square meter neither.
Okay.
That's all I got to say.
Thank you, sir. Anybody else? Let me give anybody else a chance who hasn't had a chance. Thanks for your patience, sir.
Thank you. The only thing about my name is Fredo Hinton. I'm Saxes. Yeah. I'm a little calmer today. I thank you all for.
It's nice to see you today, sir.
With us too, so. And thank you all for recommending that. open these areas up, two areas that, like, if we just open 10, we're putting everybody in a pile again, and it ain't going to last long. But we have 9 and 10 open, we all can spread out, or even 11, and that we can spread out. If we can't, just like you all say, let us look at it. If we can't do nothing, close her down. But if we can do something, you all will see the facts, what we're doing. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else wish to be heard? Please come forward.
My name is Melanie Bailey from Saxes. And the only thing I wanted to say is that I spoke to Andy Drew again, who is my cousin, and he said he does not have a problem with opening those areas up. He does own the private ground, but he said that is his responsibility. And he does not have a problem because he believes there is product there.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else? Please come forward.
Donnie Porter, and again, what Freddie said, I certainly do appreciate you looking out for us and opening up 9 and 10, but I would like to see it all open, 9, 10, and 11. Spread us all out. Like Bill said, that's not been open for 30 years. If nothing else, clean it up. And like you said, if it's nothing there, we're going to go somewhere else. We're not going to sit there and try to grind and grind and grind and grind. And I just don't feel like it's our fault that the spat set's not right. But we're getting penalized. It's Mother Nature. I'm not a science man, nothing against you. I just, Mother Nature does her thing, and everything runs in cycles, and I just feel like we keep getting penalized and penalized and penalized, and it's out of our hands. We can't control it. And that's about all I got to say. Thank you all.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Porter, you want to add something else?
Yes. Area 11, if Jim would open that up this year, and this is just me speaking, I'd be willing to let Area 11 plant shells there and never open it again. You want to do that? Well, I would. I still, I mean, this is just me speaking. But that'd be a sanctuary. It's a 2-mile stretch. Plant shells up in that area. Leave it. That would be a great spawning site for shell rock. And that's just a thought, and it's just me. Something to think about.
Thank you, Mr. Porter. Is there anybody else who wishes to address the commission? Okay. Seeing nothing else, no one else here? Public hearing end of things is closed here. Let's have the commission find a path forward. So, as I think I heard it, I think there seems to be a sentiment to open up area Pocomoke Area 9. I think there is a sentiment to request a public hearing for the December meeting here to rescind the opening of Pulse's Bar in Mob Jack Bay. Do I have that right?
I would so move.
I have one second. More thing, if we're going to have a public hearing, that I'd like to add.
Okay, Dr. West.
The guys on Seaside, a number of them have contacted me about the possibility of allowing hand tongs on Seaside. And, you know, I've asked Mark and Barry Truitt, and I mean, I don't remember seeing them out there. They said they were out there at some point, but it was a long time ago. And I don't see anything wrong with trying that for a year. And we could advertise it at the same time. It would start in January. So, you know, we get a 3-month trial season, January, February, and March, and see if it's a gear type that we can handle out there. And since that's the dead of the winter, it wouldn't hurt as much. So if we're going to have a public hearing for Mob Jack, I'd like to add hand tonging on Seaside as a along with that.
I'd amend my motion to include that.
I second that.
I have a question on the motion.
Ms. Haney.
Jim, opening public ground 9, are we talking the same dates?
No,
or
being staggered. I mean,
or staggered.
The problem is that you're crisscrossing all that private, and it would be impossible for law enforcement to have them both simultaneously and then going back and forth across private.
Yep.
They have to be staggered. We did that before, and that's what we'd have to do again.
So do we need to establish dates in this motion?
It would just be the following 2 weeks. I don't have a calendar in front of me, but the one ends the 13th, and the next one will pick up 14th, 15th, 16th. Okay.
So it'll be November 16th.
16th, yeah, for 2 weeks.
All right, so is that a request for public hearing on both of those, or can we just open Pokemon 9 now?
Pokemon 9, we think we can open that now. 10, we would.
And we did advertise that this would be a reconsideration.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Deal.
So basically you're saying we already opened 10, correct?
Yeah.
10 is going to be open. We already voted on it.
And legally we can open 9 tonight.
Yep.
The other things, the closing the one Mob Jack Rock and the Seaside Pantons are just requests for public notice. Probably should have been 2 different motions, but that's okay.
Well, I think it satisfies due process with that motion. So how about we vote on them separately? All right, let's take up Pocomoke Area 9 here.
All right, I move that we reopen that now.
I second that.
Okay, on the dates from November 16th for 2 weeks.
Right.
Okay, so that's a motion by Mr. Cedron, second by Mr. Minor. Discussion on that?
Well, my only discussion is I believe Jim, but I would vote to do it anyway.
And I think it's good that I also put my chip down on the table as well. Yeah. I also think that you're not going to find much out there.
Well, I mean, but the flip side of that is there is a quantity of oysters there. We know it. And what you do with a dredge is you pull longer to fill your dredge. So it just means that it won't last as long. And we haven't said forever that there's no oysters there.
Right.
Yep.
Right. So we have a motion. We have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Pocomoke Area 9 will be open as of November 16th for 2 weeks. The next is a request for a public hearing to rescind the opening of Pulse Bar in Mop Jack Bay and to potentially create a Hang Tong area in the seaside of the Eastern Shore.
All right, so moved.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Zedron, second by Mr. Meyer. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously. Thank you all very much for your civility. Thank you for coming all this way. Thank you for your endurance. The commission is not done yet.
Nope.